Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here we are again, keeping it real with Caroline and Sophie, and today we have a very special guest.
So I'm going to introduce my lovely doctor and friend, Dr. Marwa Ali. We met 1 year ago, and Dr. Marwa specialises in non-surgical aesthetics and procedures, and is based at the Harrods Wellness Clinic in London, and she has really changed my face and skin. So I am so excited to share all the things that we do together, and go into details about why they help delay the process of anti-aging, why they help keeping you look fresh and well slept, and why less is definitely more. So hi, Dr. Marwa, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Very warm welcome to you. Can I ask you, first of all, how long have you been working in this industry?
So I've been working for several years, and it's been evolving year on year. And it's been really exciting to see all the new procedures and everything that's out there that we can offer patients all over the world.
Can I ask you, where did you do your training? Where did you
study?
Yeah, where did you study? And where are you from originally? You are so beautiful and exotic.
Thank you. You're so kind. So I was born in London. My parents are of Iraqi origin.
Wow.
I studied my whole life here, and I went to St. George's University of London. And I also studied a postgraduate diploma in clinical dermatology at Queen Mary's University of London.
And Dr. Marwa is
also,
am I allowed to say this? Dr. Marwa is also a single mother.
Oh, yes, of course.
So we share lots in common.
You?
Yes.
What do you have, a boy or a girl?
I have a 7.5-year-old little boy.
That's so sweet. So do I. What's
so
his
do
name?
I.
His name is Ahmed, and he's the love of my life.
What really appealed to me about when we met was we had a full consultation, which I think is really, really key. Dr. Marwa took several pictures of my face from all angles via this new laser technology, which basically scans your face and puts it into a computer and shows you where you've lost volume and where you need to focus on and where you can kind of make little bits of improvements and little tweaks to make you look naturally a little bit fresher and younger.
What kind of ages do you have? Is it okay to be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s? And once one does come to you, which I'm definitely going to be doing, what is the first thing that happens for you to decide what you can do to make best of what we have?
Generally, we treat patients from the age of 18 and above. The focus, my philosophy really is to keep everything looking very natural. For me, I'd like someone to walk out the door and without their partner knowing that they've had anything done, without their mother, their sister, their best friend, I just want to make them look rejuvenated and fresh, as if they've just come back from a holiday, as if they just, you know, look very well rested. So that's the whole idea. So I like to call them tweakments.
Mm-hmm.
So very small. So my philosophy really is less is more. Noticeable but natural, and just keeping it real.
And obviously that was my biggest appeal when we met, because I have had several disasters in the past, I'm not going to lie, where you go in, you say, oh, I feel so, you know, my skin's so tired and it feels like it's sagging and I've got a big crease on my forehead. And you go and you have a huge amount of Botox injected into one area and you literally look like you've seen a ghost for the next 2 months, which is horrendous.
I think it's amazing, Soph, looking at you, because I now know you very, very well. I've known you since 1999 and I can't see that you have had anything done. Actually, to be honest with you, you look completely natural. There's no part of your face you can't move. There's no part that looks artificial in any way. So I'd love to know what you've had done.
Well, I think, and that's why
Dr. Marwa and I get on so well is because I would rather go and see you once every 5 or 6 weeks and have tiny tweaks than see you once every 6 months and have a large amount of Botox put into my face. Because first of all, I'm scared. I don't want to change the appearance of my looks. Yeah. I want to look well rested and refreshed, as you said. And I just want it to look very, very natural, because the one thing I really don't like is this new look where people have frozen faces, yeah, lifted eyebrows, pumped up lips, yeah, straight, you know, noses and jawlines. And, you know, we're all the way we are. And I think we have to embrace the way we look, but then make ourselves look a little bit better than we would if we hadn't had a little tweak. What is Botox? What's it made of? What are the benefits of it? And what are the adverse effects? Is it actually toxic? How does your body get rid of it? Can you tell the story of Botox, please?
Okay, so Botox was is a protein that's made artificially. And what it does is it attaches to the muscle and the nerve endings to relax the muscle, to stop it from moving. And if it's used correctly, it can be used to maintain expression, like we do with Sophie. But just if it's injected in the right place, just to stop the wrinkling in certain areas. So I have many patients who are actually actresses in, you know, Hollywood, who come by and they want to maintain their expression. And so we add very, very tiny amounts very regularly so that they're able to act appropriately and they still anti-age.
But the fact that something can go into your face and slightly paralyze your muscles makes me wonder, is it a toxic protein? Is it a protein that can harm you in any way? How does the body eliminate it eventually? I mean, what are the pros and cons? Are there any really negative side effects in 20 years that we don't know anything about?
But also, what do you use? Because I know that you use different things to the things that I've had in the past. Yep.
The brand I use is Botox by Allergan, which is FDA approved, and it's been around for a very long time. There's a lot of research that's been done to make sure that it's perfectly safe. So Botox is cleared by the body naturally. It's not permanent.
How quickly is it cleared by the body?
So it depends on the rate of metabolism. It depends on the amount that's injected. But it's very important to mention that Botox is not just used for cosmetic purposes. It's also used very commonly in medicine, in hospitals, to treat certain conditions, say migraines.
I had a girlfriend who very recently had exactly that procedure done, and she said she was injected 58 places in her head.
Yeah.
And it's been really quite phenomenal. Her terrible migraines have now completely stopped.
I have some people who literally fly in just for the day just to have Botox for their migraines twice a year. And they say that it's literally life-changing. They've tried so many medications. They've tried different procedures, everything. Nothing works apart from Botox. But obviously, this is not first-line procedure for the treatment of migraines. But it's definitely something that should be considered when someone does suffer from such a thing.
Then I had a question from someone the other day. Does Botox give cancer?
No. Definitely not. I wouldn't inject anybody who is immunocompromised, so someone who does have cancer or is going through chemotherapy. I wouldn't inject someone who is pregnant or breastfeeding, only because there have been no studies to tell us 100% that it's okay to use it during those times. However, there have been times where we have injected people who are pregnant who don't at that point know that they are pregnant, and there has been no effect on the baby whatsoever. But it's just unethical to do something when you're not 100% sure.
Absolutely.
Also when there isn't any solid evidence or trials that can prove that it's okay.
The little that I know about Botox is basically it's very good at, if you do have terrible wrinkles in your forehead or around your eyes or around your mouth area, it's really good at getting rid of those very fine lines. Is that correct?
So you can use Botox to soften fine lines. I actually like to use Botox a little earlier on in life. I've personally been using Botox since the age of 21, very small doses, regularly. Baby Botox is what I call it and what lots of other doctors call it. And it basically, it's preventative and it prevents the formation of wrinkles. And right now, I haven't had Botox for about a year and I still don't have any wrinkles. And when I compare my skin to my peers, everyone does think, oh my gosh, how comes you don't have a single wrinkle?
Or are you actually only 23?
I'm not 23.
I mean, that's. I just want to. Dr. Marwa has got absolutely perfect skin. Thank and this is another reason that I wanted her to treat me, is because it's a lot to do with the person who's treating you, with how you want to look. And you look very naturally beautiful with not one crease, but you don't look frozen. You have all your natural expression and everything. And I think if we get back to why and where I came, so I came, I had the full laser analysis and we looked at my skin, and I told you that I have one particular crease on my forehead that is really, really bothering me, but also quite a prominent feature on my face. Mm-hmm. And when I went to you initially, it was very sunken in, and now you could never tell that I had a crease there at all. And we've treated that with baby Botox regularly so that that crease just doesn't come back again. And I think, you know, we've concentrated on the tear trough fillers, which the tear trough fillers.
So under your eye, you have a little crease
so
sometimes.
So if you, like me, have two young children and they wake up consistently in the night, one with one thing, one with another thing, and that's been going on for the last 7 years, there is no way, or no way that I'd found with you know, facial treatments and creams and everything else, I could actually get rid of those deep sunken lines. And if I showed you a picture of myself when the boys were really small, which I think I did the other day, you said, my God, you look so much better now than you did 7 years ago.
I was actually going to say that you look younger and younger and younger. I remember when you and I started filming Ladies of London, I do remember, and I think you were going through a tough time in in your personal life, and I do remember that you had, you actually had bags under your eyes.
Yeah, I did. And actually that is what sparked me to do it in the first place. So the after the first filming season that we did for Ladies of London, I watched it back and thought, oh my goodness, I was quite young at the time, and I thought, I look so tired and like I've got the world on my shoulders. And I think it really sparked me to make some changes. And the first thing I did was have a tiny amount of filler. We're talking literally a pinprick, which we put in the corner of my eye and was smoothed out through the dark circles under my eye. And within 2 days, and that was maybe 4 years ago.
Oh my gosh, have you guys
so
known
no,
each other for
that
long?
No, that was before I met Dr.
Okay,
Marwa.
Okay, okay.
But I had that done 4 years ago and I haven't ever had it done since.
But it's remarkable, Soph. I have to say it's remarkable. I am so lucky that I get to sit and admire your beauty on a very regular basis.
That far,
the beauty and the hair, of course.
But with Dr.
You
Marwa,
do, you don't
I go regularly. I go regularly.
So what is regularly? How
so
often is that?
Once every 6 or 7 weeks, I go and I have the fine lines done around my eyes, because they're the things that come first. I have a tiny amount in my forehead, maybe 5 or 6 drops, just to maintain the wrinkle-free look there. And then most recently, which I loved, we did the neck lift. And we've started doing the baby Botox around the jawline as well, which actually lifts your lower face, which is very new to me and I absolutely love. So as we get older, things start to drop. And I think your the bottom half of your face, which I'd never really paid attention to, started sort of slightly sagging. And you helped get rid of that.
Lots of doctors and even people seem to forget about the lower face. They always concentrate on the upper face because when we do express ourselves, we are quite animated in the upper half of our face. However, we can't neglect the lower face. We have muscles in the lower face when we chew, when we smile, when we perform any expression, and we're quite animated in the lower face. And we have muscles which span from the jawline down to the collarbone, such as the platysma. And as we age, we develop platysmal bands which drag down on the skin and stretch it and can give us what's called a turkey neck. So if we put small amounts of Botox throughout the whole muscle, we can lift it and give a a well-defined jawline. And that actually lasts a lot longer than the Botox in the upper face.
So people are probably wondering, is this like buying a car? What kind of investment into your physical appearance is this? How much damage are you actually doing on your wallet?
Okay, so it completely depends on how much Botox you're using, where you're using it, if you're going to be incorporating filler treatment also in the mix, and also depends on how often you do it. Mm-hmm. Every single person's face is completely unique, and you have to have a bespoke treatment plan for each individual. It really varies from hundreds to thousands. It's very difficult to tell, but just like a car, you have to maintain the appearance of your face, and prevention is better than cure. It's anti-aging. It maintains your appearance better if you do it earlier rather than do it all in one go later. It also looks more natural.
Would it be correct to say, I've heard that one of the worst reasons that we age, one of the biggest reasons why we age, is simply because of an upbuild of dead skin cells, because people don't exfoliate enough and wrinkles are actually dead skin cells forming creases. And apparently they say that if you do exfoliate on a very regular basis, if you're a Dr. Lancer, it's every single day, which I've got to say, I don't do that. I try and either dry brush or use a
mitt.
Exactly, a mitt on my body every single day. If I don't use the mitt, I use a dry brush. On my face, I probably exfoliate once or twice a week. But what I do that I've sworn by, and I've sworn by probably for the last 12 years, is every 6 weeks having a peel.
So the idea is we all have 10 to 15 dead skin cells built up in layers over our skin at any one point. So in order to bring out the new skin cells, we need to remove the old skin cells, which make our face look very dull and tired. So it also blocks our pores, which can contribute to acne. So what we should do is remove that layer of skin cells. And you can be done in a variety of ways. So exfoliation, of course, light acid peels is also very useful. Skin resurfacing, there's a complete range of things that one can do. So yes, I completely agree. And I think it's very important to exfoliate. I personally exfoliate once a day. Some people... Yes.
So what do you exfoliate with?
I have a... I really like Obagi. It's a medical-based skincare range, which contains active ingredients. It's prescription only, but they have incredible products to combine with those medicated products, and I just think that they're amazing.
And why does it, what's different about them? So what makes it so good?
They have, so for example, lots of people have probably heard about the anti-aging effects of retinol, which is a prescription only product. All these other makeup brands and also skincare brands, which you can buy over the counter, are incorporating this into their products. However, it's not strong enough as prescription only products. Prescription only products contain medication which is strong enough and to have to need a prescription from a doctor. Whereas the ones over the counter, I like to call pamper products. They do contain very slight amounts, but not enough to really.
So could you give those in the, treatment?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So they would be prescribed by you because you think someone could really benefit from one of these products?
Definitely. So we've got retinol, which is my favorite thing. It's applied. It's amazing. It was traditionally used for the treatment of acne. And we noticed that the condition of the skin after a course really improved. People's skin, it just looked amazing. And they did studies to show that the density of the cells which produce collagen, which are called the fibroblasts, increased in those who were treated with retinol. So now we use it in our anti-aging regimens.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What is that treatment called that's really painful? Needling?
Microneedling.
Microneedling. Yeah. What do you think of that?
I'm the biggest fan of microneedling. I think microneedling is incredible. Basically, it uses very tiny, small needles to cause micro injuries to the skin. And it's the inflammatory process and the healing process that causes the production of collagen in your skin.
See,
and
it didn't hurt me when we did it at all.
Yeah, it's used, so they're very, very tiny needles. Some people are incredibly sensitive, so they need to have local anesthetic applied before doing it. But it just literally feels like a little bit of a face massage, I think, in my opinion.
What are you you're specializing in the Dracula facial at the moment, aren't you?
So PRP, plasma-rich platelet therapy, which basically involves us drawing blood and then putting it into a centrifuge, spinning it, and then isolating the plasma, which contains the growth factors and the stem cells, which we then re-inject with microneedling. What it really does is it rejuvenates the skin. It's really amazing for just anti-aging. And I like to also use it in the hair to help with hair loss. So lots of people benefit from PRP injected, so plasma injected into the hair to prevent hair loss.
Oh my gosh, what about hair growth? What about if you've, like me, a couple of years ago, I had hair almost so long that I could sit on it. And then one of my very best friends in Denmark, together with my hairdresser, decided, without letting me know, that they thought Caroline needed a change because Caroline was becoming 40 and presenting the biggest award at the Elle Style Awards. So without me knowing, I had 30 centimeters of my hair cut off. My hair was cut to just above my shoulders. I've got to say, it looked very nice on the day. I was a bit devastated, but at the same time, I could see fun with such a dramatic change and very age appropriate, etc., etc. But you know, I'm still quite young. I feel quite young, and I would like once again to have long hair, but my hair doesn't want to grow.
So definitely I would try PRP. It's amazing. You can also combine it with mesotherapy, which is the injection of vitamins into your hair. And it really helps people who do suffer from hair loss and also people who want to grow healthier, thicker hair.
I think, Dr. Morrow, we need to go on a big journey together. I would love to start this journey and for people to actually follow it so that they can see dramatic differences, which I do hope will be very dramatic.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It takes a while to do these things. It doesn't happen overnight. And certainly, I really have been seeing the benefits over the last 6 months because we've been, you know, going on this program together and working out when and what to do at what time. And I think it is a journey. You don't want to do too much at once. Yeah. Build it up. See what works, see what doesn't work. If something, you know, doesn't work the first time, it might work the second time. Yeah. And keep building that, and also building a relationship with the person you're doing it with. Because if you keep changing your doctor, you're going to go to someone fresh every time. They're not going to know exactly your history and what you like and how you like to look, and they might do too much or too little, and then you have to start from square one again.
So that was the Botox. You also do fillers. And I'm a little bit, I don't know why, but somehow fillers, they frighten me. Because
they sound a bit more scary.
Well, they do. They do. And if you look around the world, I've seen so many faces where I think,
you've done too much.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, Meg Ryan was one of my absolute most favorite actresses in the whole wide world. And today, I barely recognize her. Mm. You know, I love the fact that you are less is more, but fillers, they are frightening. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
So I think fillers, again, less is more. But just like you said, there are lots of cases where you see that people look frightening after having fillers. But the problem is you don't know when you can't notice people when they have had it done right because it's supposed to look completely natural. Mm. So when it is done right, people don't know. So that's why there's lots of negative connotations associated with dermal fillers. But if it's done correctly, it's amazing. And it really does really just, you need to use fillers with your Botox to enhance the whole face because they do completely different things. Botox is for fine lines and stopping the wrinkling process. And fillers are used to augment, to give volume and replace the fat that's lost in the body. And in the face, sorry, because we have superficial and deep fat compartments that basically shrink as we age. Mm-hmm. And if it's done correctly, you can have incredible results without anyone knowing that you've had any work done.
And I think the other thing is that's worth mentioning is I actually, before I met Dr. Marwa, had a reaction to my eye filler.
Yeah.
And I had to have it dissolved the first time around and then put somewhere else. And that could have been it went into the wrong area or it just
so
my
again, with,
I just
when
didn't
it comes
have
to fillers, less is more. People react to fillers in different ways, which is why I like to use micro droplets, especially around the eye area. Hyaluronic acid has the propensity to draw in moisture. So it's very important to use very, very small amounts and then revisit again very shortly after to see when it's settled, to see if you do need a little bit added on or just leave it alone.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely less is more. And if it's injected in the right place and the right amount, it can make everything look amazing.
Yeah. So I've obviously had it done and you can have it dissolved if it doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out, which I think is really key.
How do you dissolve?
So there's an injection which basically breaks down the hyaluronic acid. It's very, very easy. It's immediate.
That is so good to know.
Yeah.
So when I have the eyes done, anything that you have done, it can be reversed.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, I have lots and lots of patients that come to me after going elsewhere, not being happy with their results, and ask me to dissolve it. So we dissolve it. It takes up to 3 weeks for the product to stop working, so it continues to dissolve the hyaluronic acid, and then we can start from scratch. So yeah, it's
but it's nice to know you can reverse it, and I think
it's very safe. It's used properly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so where are the areas of the face that you would put? So I've obviously only just done the tear troughs, but where else could you have it if you wanted to?
So I like to approach the aging face in order of what happens to it as we age. So the first thing that happens is we lose volume in our midface. So if it's if we use filler correctly in the right amount in the midface, we can lift and augment the cheek without it looking fake. I like to put it in the chin if we have a class 2 jaw with an overbite, also at the back of the jaw, because as we age the jaw shortens. So it's adding it in specific areas, which is not going to change the way that you look. It's going to maintain your identity, but just make you look fresher and younger.
I have another question for you because
Hang on, I just thought of one more area.
Yep.
Laugh lines around your mouth, which you don't like doing, do you?
I don't like to do the laughter lines because I feel that it gives you a very false and fake look. And that's the sort of thing that people associate when they think of fillers. And long term, I feel that it gives a very chipmunk look. And so I really do try to avoid injecting in this area because I don't think it gives you a very natural appearance.
So you do the Botox in the chin instead. Oh, not the chin, the jawline,
to lift
the bottom of the face rather than doing the filler.
Oh my gosh, that's just reminded me of another question that I noticed on someone the other day, which was, and this person is probably in their early 50s, wrinkles close to the ear.
Oh yes, I've seen this.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So if we think of the face as a table, with a tablecloth over it. As we age, the table gets smaller and the tablecloth gets bigger. So what we need to try and do as we age is maintain that tablecloth as small as possible and try and maintain its elasticity by promoting collagen production so that it doesn't become bigger than the actual table.
Do you do permanent lining?
So I don't do, I think what you're talking about is tattooing. But what I do is I do lip contouring with filler. And what that does is it gives, so first of all, it hydrates. It also is amazing for anti-aging. It gets rid of your fine smoker's lines that we develop, that we have as we age. Even if you don't smoke, some people get that.
But it's not a line? What is it?
So what do you mean? Oh, it's the filler. So the filler is basically used to line the lips and contour it. It gives a very natural appearance.
So you call it lip line, but it is actually...
So I call it lip contouring.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not actually drawing a line around
the lips.
Oh, no.
It's injecting the filler in that line.
Ah, does that make your lips balloon?
No, it doesn't. It gives you a very natural look. I mean, if you go on my Instagram, I've done it for a few people, and you can see that it gives you a very, very natural look. It's people won't be able
to
tell.
What is your Instagram?
Dr. Underscroll.
So Dr. Underscroll.
Underscore, sorry.
Yeah.
Marwa, M-A-R.
M-A-R.
W-A.
W-A.
And then my surname, Ali, A-L-I.
A-L-I. Because that's going to be really interesting for all of our listeners, that they can actually go in and
have a look to see. And you can see everything looks very natural. People won't be able to tell that you've had a new work done unless you've told them.
How much do you think that diet actually affects the quality of our skin? What percentage?
I think diet actually massively affects the quality of your skin. Drinking alcohol excessively actually has a very negative impact on your skin. You're more likely to have acne-prone skin. You're more likely to also, because of the dehydrating effects of alcohol, develop wrinkles more early on in your lifetime. I actually haven't ever had a drop of alcohol my whole life.
Oh,
that's why you look so good.
Serious? Isn't that amazing? Is it a personal choice in your heart? Is it a cultural choice? What kind of choice? How do you choose that?
So it's actually a religious thing, but also I have an aversion to the smell of alcohol. So
have you ever tasted it?
No, I haven't. And I couldn't possibly imagine tasting it, because especially red wine, when I smell, I actually have to move tables.
Isn't that interesting? It's like one of my most favorite things in the whole wide world. And I really wish that there weren't alcohol in red wine, simply because I love the flavor of red wine. And I don't particularly, I don't drink red wine to have the effect that a lot of people, they need a glass of wine, they need a drink simply to relax. I don't use alcohol for that reason. I absolutely love the taste of red wine. So recently, Sophie and I did a dinner here where I bought an alcohol-free red wine, and it's, unfortunately, it's just not the same.
Oh, it was not nice. I didn't know whether I should tell you that, but it wasn't good. No, and there is something that is very enjoyable about sitting down and having a lovely glass of wine with a lovely meal with friends. But if you don't drink, I take my hat off to you. I mean, actually, after this weekend, I did say to Caroline, that's it, I'm never drinking again. But that's that 24-hour moment you have after a hangover where you think,
don't we all relate to
it.
That?
But I think we're going to wrap it up today.
Sophie and I have decided that we would love Dr. Marwa to come on a very regular basis. Sophie has been working with her for a long time, and I've got to say, as I said earlier, Sophie has never looked better. So if you guys have any questions, you know where to find us. Direct message us on our Instagrams, and we are hoping to get Dr. Marwa on every probably 5 or 6 weeks if possible. Mm-hmm. And we will be delighted to answer all your questions. I'm sure Dr. Marwa will be the one answering the majority of them. I'm now going to go and have my face mapped. I'm going to tell you guys what Dr. Marwa recommends for me. And I'd love you all to follow in this amazing journey with probably one of this country's most incredible aesthetic doctors.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We look forward to having you back again very soon.
Can't wait.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Bye. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.